Welcome to the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast hosted by Billy Brim Ministries. What you are about to hear is a message from Dr. Billy Brim and Shelley Brim called The Mystery of Christmas Unwrapped, a special Christmas series from our TV broadcast, Prophetic Witness. For more information, visit billybrim.org.
A day that God has circled on his calendar. Verse 15 and 16, please read those, Shelley.
And you shall count unto you from the morrow after the Sabbath, from the day that you brought the sheaf of the wave offering, 7 Sabbaths shall ye pleat. Even unto the morrow after the 7th Sabbath shall ye number 50 days, and ye shall offer a new meat offering unto the Lord.
All right, now, they've had those first three fulfilled, and then they're going to count 7 times 7, 7 weeks times 7, and then they're going to add one more day, and that's going to be 50. So what this is called by the Hebrews, they call it the Feast of Weeks, Shavuot. But the first time the Bible was translated into another language, it was translated into Greek, the Septuagint, yes. And they called it Pentecost. So then you're going to have, after those first three that are in the same week, you're going to count 50 days, and you're going to have Pentecost. So what happened on Acts chapter 2?
The outpouring of the Holy Spirit.
The outpouring of the Holy Ghost on Pentecost.
On Pentecost.
Then you're going to have a space here where there's no holidays. Holidays is holy days.
So that's a great point.
Yeah. And so you're going to have these weeks. Then you're going to go over to the unfulfilled feasts. Mm-hmm. And they are Rosh Hashanah, the head of the year.
Yes.
And they are 10 days later.
Now, what about Feast of Trumpets?
That's Feast of Trumpets is Rosh Hashanah.
Right.
Feast of Trumpets is the first day of the civil year. Mm-hmm. And it's Rosh Hashanah, head of the year. And it's Feast of Trumpets. Then you count 10 days and you have Yom Kippur.
Yes.
Which is
Day of Atonement.
Day of Atonement. And then you count 5 more days and you begin a whole week of celebration of the Feast of Sukkot. It's what's called in the Bible. Booths, tents, tabernacles.
Feast of Tabernacles.
Feast of Tabernacles. And the fulfilling of that will be, because it's a great joy, the fulfilling of that feast is going to be when he comes and sets up his earthly kingdom, physical kingdom.
He will tabernacle among us.
Well, now we're going to get to that. But then, that's going to have to do with the birth of Jesus. But he's going to come, Shelley, the fulfilling of it.
Yeah, filling
and fulfilling. Prophecies have fillings, and then they have fulfillings. And the fulfillings of that great feast of joy is when all the harvests are in, and there's joy on the earth, and the devil's been done away with, and there's a great rejoicing because a King of Kings and David is ruling.
Hallelujah.
King
yes.
David as well.
Yes.
So, now, that's the seven feasts. And they are 7 moeds. Now, you understand that everything God's done, he's done according to this calendar. So, wouldn't you suppose that when he sends Jesus to come on this earth, he would come according to the God calendar?
Yes.
And so, we're going to be, Shelley, you've got the Bullinger Bible there?
Mm-hmm.
I asked Sister Jeannie Wilkerson, what Bible do you recommend? And she, of course, recommended another one, and this one, the Bullinger Bible. Oh, am I glad I learned how to use the Bullinger Bible.
Thank God.
E.W. Bullinger has notes
so appreciate.
In his companion Bible.
Yes.
Now, Shelley, we're going to go over there to this teeny-weeny little type, mm-hmm. and Bullinger is going to prove to you that there's a reason why we celebrate the 25th as Christmas. So you start reading there on page 198 at the bottom.
Okay. It thus appears without the shadow of a doubt that the day assigned to the birth of the Lord, December 25th, was the day on which he was, quote, begotten of the Holy Ghost, unquote, by what the Greek word is, pneuma or hagion, divine power. You'll find this in Matthew chapter 1, verse 18 and 20.
He was begotten of the Holy Ghost and Mary, you know?
Yes. And his birth took place on the 15th of Ethanim.
Ethanim.
Ethanim. Mm-hmm. Get my accent right. The 15th of Ethanim, which is, his birth would have taken place September 29th in the year following, thus making beautifully clear the meaning of John chapter 1, verse 14.
Let's read John 1, 14.
Okay, let's do.
Let's just go back there, because John, you know, he doesn't start with the baby in the manger. The others do. Each of them give us a different view. But let's look at John chapter 1. John chapter 1. Now, we're kind of starting ahead. We skipped over some things because he's got a little timeline all out there, and we didn't look at that. You could get a Bible and see it. But Bullinger was a great commentator on the Bible. So in John 1:14, read a verse 1, Shelley.
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. In Him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shined in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not.
Or overcame it not. Mm-hmm. Now read verse 14.
And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. And we beheld His glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth.
Now this is the incarnation.
Yes.
Now that word, the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. It is in the Greek, tabernacled. He tabernacled among us.
So the Word was made flesh and he
tabernacled among us. Now, he's going to prove here. He's going to prove why it wasn't in wintertime that he was born, but that he was born in
September.
In September. Mm-hmm. And that was a certain date. On the
so
Hebrew
it would
calendar,
the peace.
It was the Feast of Tabernacles.
Feast of Tabernacles.
Okay, so, and that he had been, of course, conceived 9 months before, which would have been
December
25th. So read on here, and we're going to see about this.
Read on Bullinger's 179. Okay,
so he said, these two monumentous events fall into their proper place and order. And the real reason is made clear why the 25th of December is associated with our Lord and was set apart by the Apostolic Church to commemorate the stupendous event of the, quote, Word becoming flesh, and not, as we have for so long been led to suppose, the commemoration of a pagan festival. Now, number two, he gives another argument. So start there with his second argument.
And he calls this an overwhelmingly strong argument. In favor of the correctness of this view lies in the fact that the date of the, quote, the festival of Michael and all his angels, unquote, this festival has been from very early times, the 29th of September on Gentile, that is Western reckoning or Western counting. But, quote, the church, unquote, even then had lost sight of the reason why this date rather than any other in the calendar, should be so indissolubly associated with the great angelic festival. So the following expresses the almost universal knowledge of rather want of knowledge of Christendom on the subject. So we pass on now to consider, in the third place, the commemoration of September 29th, the festival of Michaelmas.
Michaelmas.
Oh, Michaelmas.
Michaelmas.
Whoops.
Yeah.
Okay, so they had this celebration of Michaelmas, mm-hmm. Par excellence. Well, it does not appear at all certain what was the original special idea of the commemoration of this day. So
this comes from Smith's Dictionary of
they
Christian
give the reference,
Antiquity.
Mm-hmm. Right. So a reference, however, to the table and statements above makes the, quote unquote, the original special idea why the festival of Michael and all angels is held on September 29th abundantly clear. You see, our Lord was born on that day, September 29th, which is the first day of the Feast of Tabernacles, which you'll find in Leviticus chapter 23. This was on the 15th day of the 15th day of the seventh Jewish month called Tisri.
And it corresponds to our September 29th. Now,
right. So
Michaelmas. So he's discovered that in ancient Christianity, they had a day that they celebrated on September 29th called Michaelmas.
But they had forgotten.
But they, well, and they celebrated it all through the years, but they forgot about it. I looked it up in Wikipedia. And Wikipedia calls this, is known as the Feast of the Saints Michaels, all and the Gabriel and all the archangels and the Feast of Michaels and all the angels. So on September 29th, the ancient church is celebrating, and they do to this day, what they call Michaelmas, or the Feast of Saint Michael and all the angels. It is still celebrated in Britain and Ireland as one of the quarter days. So on September 29th, they are celebrating a day, even in some of the Orthodox churches, but they forgot why. But it's called the Feast of Michael and all the angels. So what does the Bible tell you happened on the 29th?
Hark the herald angels sing.
It's the day when all the angels are in the heavens and they are shouting and singing and before the
announcing
his present. We bring you great joy.
To the shepherds.
Bless the Lord. To the shepherds. So when he was brought into the earth, then all the angels were celebrating. There is still this holiday celebrated in the Orthodox faith.
How wonderful.
It's still celebrated, but they forgot why. They just call it the Feast of St. Michael and all the angels. But we know that.
You know what? That's powerful.
It's so powerful, Shelley.
I think of my friend Denise Helton when I was in high school, and her father didn't believe because he said, how can Jesus be born December and the shepherds feeding their sheep?
He was right. He was right.
He wouldn't believe. But if I had known this information that he was born in September, fulfilling a feast, the angels Michaelmas, they even have
celebrating
the angels announcing his birth,
born on Feast of Tabernacles,
but just conceived on December 25th.
Yeah, conceived on December 25th.
Oh, now, I wish I had known it then.
Shelley, we're going to have some more about that next week.
Okay.
We're going to go back to the subject because he's got several more points of why Jesus was not born, just like your friend said.
Yes, her father.
Her father said he wasn't.
I won't darken a church because there's no way shepherds are going to be out on their fields December 25th feeding their flock.
It's truth. And they were not. But they were out in the fields on
September 29th.
When he came and tabernacled among us,
yes.
Fulfilling the date, not completely fulfilling, but filling the date of the Feast of Tabernacles. Mm-hmm. He was born, and just exactly as John wrote, he tabernacled among us. And so he would have tabernacled among us on the Feast of Tabernacles, which would have been, you know, our calendar's off.
Yeah.
It's they didn't get it right when they did the calendar. He actually was born before. And so figuring all this out, you know Bullinger, how he's got it all figured out here, got the timeline here.
Thank you for listening to the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast. We hope you enjoyed the message from Dr. Billy Brim and Shelley Brim called The Mystery of Christmas Unwrapped. For more information, visit billybrim.org.